0530
Musavimberera kwa
Some days test your limits. The sweat, the push. It all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
The news on Kombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kombon Radio News. Kombon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 8:50, Kombon Radio 94.9. It's Kombon. Hakuna kulala.
The headline on Kombon Radio.
LCC partners with a Polish company LUG Light Factory and Zambia Road Safety Trust for energy efficient street lighting. Kalingalinga residents express mixed feelings on purchase of a second-hand underwear. And in African news, panicked pupils are killed in crash after blast during exams in Central Africa. To present the news in detail, my name is Sylvester Kaumba. The Lusaka City Council, in partnership with LUG Light Factory, a Polish company, and Zambia Road Safety Trust, ZRST, has successfully installed phase one of on-grid street lights on Independence Avenue, utilizing energy-efficient technology that minimizes power consumption. According to LCC Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba, phase two of the project will soon commence, featuring the installation of solar-powered lights designed with secure battery compartments to prevent theft. Ms. Mwamba has told Kombon Radio News that both on-grid and off-grid lighting solution system comes equipped with an advanced technology app that enables remote control and monitoring for efficiency management and maintenance. She says this pilot project aims to showcase efficiency and powerful luminary systems, improving road safety and mobility. Ms. Mwamba reveals that the project is being implemented at no cost to the local authority.
The both on-grid and off-grid lighting solution system comes equipped with an advanced technology app that enables remote control and monitoring for efficient management and maintenance. This pilot aims to showcase efficient and powerful luminary system, improving road safety and mobility. The project is being implemented at no cost to the local authority. The partnership highlights the commitment of Lusaka City Council, LUG, and Zambia Road Safety Trust to improving road safety and providing efficient lighting solutions in the city, demonstrating the importance of creating viable partnerships for growth.
Residents of Kalingalinga compound in Lusaka have expressed mixed views on the purchase of second-hand undergarments. Speaking in an interview with Kombon Radio News, Ms. Mary Mwale expressed concerns that the sale of used undergarments may put the health of consumers at risk. However, Mrs. Jessica Nambea disagreed, stating that she has bought and worn second-hand pants without experiencing any health complications.
I don't think any problem.
Minister of Justice Princess Akasune has a call on men to take an active role in combating defilement and rape, emphasizing that these issues should not be left solely to women. Ms. Kasune believes that men must engage in conversations about these critical matters, including sodomy, to bring about a meaningful change. Speaking when she addressed various stakeholders in Kitwe District, Ms. Kasune stressed that by utilizing various media platforms, men can help raise awareness and promote a culture of respect, which is crucial in protecting victims and ensuring that perpetrators are held accountable. She says the government is committed in making offenses such as defilement and rape non-bailable, underscoring the seriousness with which these crimes are viewed and the need for stringent measures to deter them. Our government has reiterated that the fight against corruption and the promotion of a transparent, accountable governance remains a central pillars of national development. Speaking when she officiated at the stakeholders' engagement meeting and enhancing accountability, transparency and anti-corruption project in Lusaka, organized by the Alliance for Accountability Advocates Zambia, AAAZ, Ministry of Justice, our Permanent Secretary, Mwenyaka Elawaria, says our government is actively working to strengthen institutions, uphold the rule of law, and promote public trust in governance. Mrs. Waria stated that corruption remains a threat to national development as it diverts resources meant for essential services, undermines public confidence, and erodes the integrity of the country's governance system. She, however, says the government, through her ministry and other relevant institutions, has taken deliberate steps to address these challenges through institutional reforms, legal reviews, and the strengthening of systems and processes that ensure greater transparency and accountability in public administration. The Permanent Secretary further stated that the fight against corruption is not a task for government alone, but requires the collective efforts of state institutions, civil society, the media, and the citizens.
However, we also recognize that fighting corruption is not a task for government alone. It requires the collective effort of state institutions, civil society, the media, and citizens themselves. We therefore welcome the ETAP project's emphasis on community engagement, civic empowerment, and collaborative action. The inclusion of structures such as ward development committees and community anti-corruption action groups in this project demonstrates a shared belief that accountability begins at the grassroots, and that communities must not only be informed, but also equipped to play an active role in monitoring public resources. The project further aligns with the broader policy priorities of government, particularly with the 8th National Development Plan, which emphasizes good governance, rule of law, and citizen participation on critical enablers of sustainable development.
And speaking earlier, AAAZ board chairperson Mwansa Chungu stated that the enhancing accountability, transparency, and anti-corruption project, ETAP, will support our communities in tracking